gentlemen, you're watching NDTV. The BJP and Congress parties are taking sharp jabs at each other over reports that the United States of America, through its global aid body, USAID, budgeted $21 million for voter turnout in India. This was in 2012. Now, the U.S. Department of Government Efficiency, led by Elon Musk, has announced a series of expenditure cuts, including $21 million that were allocated for voter turnout in India. BJP leader Amit Malviya has termed this grant an external interference in India's elections. He has questioned who the beneficiary was, asserting that it was not the ruling party for sure. Now, he has claimed that the now-cancelled program was appointed to previous Congress-led UPA government, allegedly enabling infiltration of Indian institutions by forces opposed to the country's interests. Senior Congress leader Pawan Khera on Monday took to social media to sharply rebut these allegations, remarking that in 2012, when the grant was allegedly made, it was the Congress and not the BJP that was in power, but that it was the latter that came to power. So what is this controversy all about? How serious are the charges? And more importantly, how can India counter external influences by building consumer and also cyber voter awareness? That is what we will try making sense of tonight. We will be joined by a panel of experts. But first, here's a special report.
There are many, many forces around the world and within India that are inimical to and are opposed to India's rise and transformation. And this expose that U.S. aid was in turn financing to the extent of crores of rupees, certain organizations in India to ostensibly for voter turnout leads to this conclusion that these forces within India that have been creating unrest and undermining India's democracy in India and abroad have been supported and aided by forces outside of India.
The BJP doubling down on the foreign interference claim, targeting the Congress. The controversy started with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency's claim about grants for voter turnout in India via US aid amounting to $21 million, which Musk has now scrapped. The BJP jumped on the claim, declaring it confirms allegations of external interference in Indian elections. The Congress sought to rubbish the charge, with Pawan Khera pointing out that it was the Congress that was in power during the said period in 2011-12, and why would the party seek foreign interference to weaken its own political chances? Khera was responding to the BJP's Amit Malviya, who dubbed Musk's claim as proof on external interference in India's electoral process. The Congress also sought an investigation into the claims.
देखिए कोई भी ऐसी बात है तो उसकी छानबीन हो सकती है उसकी जांच हो सकती है क्योंकि आज तो 11 साल से नरेंद्र मोदी जी की सरकार है भाजपा की सरकार है अगर कोई ऐसी बात हुई तो उसको जांच करके उसको सामने लाए जनता के सामने लाए देश के सामने लाए जब तक उसकी जांच ना हो जाए जब तक सबूत ना मिल जाए किसी के ऊपर इस तरह का आरोप लगाना ठीक नहीं है
The BJP's claims were separately and emphatically refuted by former Chief Election Commissioner S.Y. Qureshi, who headed the poll panel between 2010 and 2012. He said the Dodge claim that funds were used for voter turnout were baseless. He explained that in 2012 there was an MOU with the International Foundation for Electoral Systems to train resources ahead of elections, but there was no mention of any funds. Taking the attack a notch higher, the Prime Minister's Economic Advisory Council member Sanjeev Sanyal sought to know who in India had received the $21 million funds. He also called the USAID agency the biggest scam in human history. Under fire from the opposition over the Kumbh tragedy and now the Delhi stampede, the ruling BJP has got fresh ammunition to amp up the attack on the opposition with the new Dodge claims, and the fiery face-off is likely to continue in the days to come. An NDTV Bureau report. Victory feels like.
Well, the latest flashpoint between the Congress party and the BJP, we also have Mahesh Jethmalani, senior advocate and former MP, joining us now. Thank you, Mr. Jethmalani, for joining us on this broadcast. My first question to you, sir, a basic one. BJP alleging that there was foreign interference in Indian elections after a claim by Dodge that it cancelled a grant of $21 million for voter turnout in India. Why is this issue, you know, of concern and also consequence to India and to Indians?
I don't think this is a matter of concern only for the BJP. If you're using funds and try to influence voter outcomes, and therefore subverting our electoral system and our democratic system. I think it's a major concern for every right-thinking citizen in this country, and not just the BJP.
Right.
I suppose amongst all the parties, the BJP has the most right-thinking persons.
Right. Mr. Jethmalani, do you think that this matter warrants a thorough investigation? Because if you look at what S.Y. Qureshi, who led the poll panel from 2010 to 2012, he is saying that there was an MOU with the IFES and that was only meant to train resources ahead of elections.
I think investigating what Mr. Qureshi was talking about was a 212 allocation, right? This, what is, that's quite distinct from the later allocation of 22 million. That, I believe, has come between 2021 and 2024. So, that I don't know about the 2012 one, what happened about that allegation. Mr. Qureshi has clarified that there was no funds actually received or misused or whatever. But this is a very serious issue because what has to be investigated is who are the people who were instruments of the democratic deep state represented by this so-called independent NGO called USAID, right? Who are the people, the local stooges, the local agents who use this money? It's not that, you know, the head of the mission head went there and started influencing voters. So why this is so important is to find out who are those people who are assisting foreign powers like the US or its instrumentalities to subvert our electoral process and to subvert our democracy.
Okay. Mr. Jethmalani, also because this issue of foreign actors interfering in Indian affairs keeps coming up every often in our politics, how do you think a supposed foreign hand in elections can be substantiated, addressed without disrupting electoral processes or, you know, impacting India's diplomatic credibility?
No, so this is not something which we, this is not something which has been stated without proof by India. This information has come from DOGE. Right, they are the ones who have revealed that there was an allocation of 22 million, and they have said that the item for which this money was allocated was voter turnout. Right now, as I've said, that is a euphemism for trying to buy voters. So, American money was being given to somebody to influence voters to vote in a particular direction. Now, nothing can be worse. First of all, using money to buy voters is bad. Then using money, then you've aggravated it by using, you know, foreign money. That's anti-national, that's subversion of our democracy, that's treason.
Right. Also, Mr. Jethmalani, my last question to you, sir. How do you see the Congress party's response to this? Because they have pointed out that it was the UPA that was the ruling party in 2012 and the BJP came to power in 2014 and not the Congress party.
The opposition needs to come off. Come up with a better defense, right? It's better to remain quiet and be thought to be corrupt than to open your mouth and remove all doubts about it.
Thank you, Mr. Jethmalani, for your time and for joining us on NDTV. Also joining me now is Radhika Khera, who's a national spokesperson, BJP. We have Bhavya Narasimhamurthy, spokesperson, Congress Party. We have O.P. Rawat, former Chief Election Commissioner of India. We have Rashid Kidwai, who is a senior journalist and author. Thank you all of you for joining me on this broadcast. Mr. Rawat, to you first, sir. S.Y. Qureshi, the former CEC, has spoken on this controversy, saying that there was an MOU with the International Foundation for Electoral Systems for training in 2012, but there was no financing involved. How do you see this rebuttal? And is it normal, sir, for ECI to have voter turnout programs that are funded from outside?
Actually, what MOU was done at the time of Dr. S.Y. Qureshi did not refer to voter turnout. It referred to IFES, International Foundation for Electoral Systems, facilitating election managers from different democracies across the world to come to India and get capacity building training at India International Institute of Democracy and Electoral Management. And the condition was that there shall be no legal and financial obligations on either side. So the training will be provided with a contract between IIIDEM and the concerned democracy, that whatever is the charge, you will pay, that is all. So there was no question of funds. Another thing, this 21 million or 22 million, was it in only 2012 or 13, 14, 15, or even now. Because Elon Musk came now only. And he says he has cancelled. Means it was evaporating in the atmosphere throughout. What happened?
Right. That's a very valid question. Radhika Khera, the BJP has been raising this issue for a long time, external interference. In fact, we did see the parliament session also being rocked by the George Soros issue. Why do you think that there's so much emphasis on this? Do you think that this is one thing that puts the Congress party completely in the dock?
See, the Congress party has always found ways to do things which are anti the country. And I don't see why the ECI needed to have this training program. We are already have elections which are conducted in one of the best ways. We have the best facilities and everything. We are running and we conduct an election with the amount of population that we have. I don't think we need to go and take training from someone which has less than half the population that we do. Having said that, why is it that everything that has happened that goes against the country, or there's a foreign hand that is trying to have some sort of take in our country, has Congress involved? This happened during the Congress rule in 2012 when the Congress government, the UPA government, was in power. Why is the Congress involved everywhere? Whether it is being friends with China, whether it is inviting George Soros and going and taking training from US and everything, it's all very fishy. The Congress is always involved everywhere. They are always involved in every anti-national event that has to happen in the country. Why? Always. Give me one time when they are not involved, or Rahul Gandhi is not involved, or his Uncle Sam is not involved, or Rahul Gandhi is not going abroad and saying something below the belt about the country. Why are they always, struggling to hamper the democratic process in the country, or to bring unlawful means to hamper everything in the country? Why do they need to sign that MOU? Why did Mr. Qureshi need to sign an MOU like that? And having said that, if you see also... hello?
Yes, Radhika, we can hear you. Okay, while we fix your mic...
Hello?
Radhika, we can hear you. Please go on.
If anyone can hear me, I'm getting...
Yes, we can.
Can I speak?
Okay, before we fix a mic, Bhavya, you heard Radhika and also Mr. Rawat. I do feel that at times like this, when it comes to these allegations of external interference, do you think that the Congress party could come out with a stronger response? Because every time Congress spokespersons respond on this, it's almost dismissing the allegation, saying that this is just rubbish. But do you think that it probably warrants a better worded, a better contextualized response so that it doesn't keep coming up again and again?
This BJP government has an SOP as to how they can deviate the important issues and act like an opposition by opposing the opposition, right? First thing they do is give certificates and tags like anti-Indian. Those people who think they can give anti-India, anti-nationalist certificate to their own countrymen have zero sense, zero common sense. If this particular funding started in 2012, why would we want to lose an election by taking external interference? Did we win 2014 election using external interference?
But
no,
my next question to you.
No, I have 3 points.
Yes. I'm asking you this question. If you look at the money transfers which have been made from USAID or CPPS, which is this consortium of three large NGOs, it says that it worked towards strengthening democracy through partnerships. And, if you look at Dodge's own post, it says that the money was spent on questionable overseas political activities. So clearly, these NGOs partnered with other NGOs.
This happened. My question is it clear from their tweet that this happened only in 2012, or it started in 2012 and it has been happening for the past 13 years, majority of which was ruled by BJP government?
Okay.
If they're stopping it now, that means for the past 11 years of BJP rule, almost 11 years now, they have been getting assistance, they have been getting interference in all these elections that happened.
Okay. Okay, that's a valid point.
They lack common sense.
Okay, we'll get back.
They are only into giving tags and certificates of patriotism to their countrymen.
Okay. We will try and get back Radhika on this. Rashid Kidwai, you know, for the Congress, the anti-India charge or you know, people keep talking about the toolkit charge or urban Naxal charge, which even the Prime Minister speaks about. Is it a matter of concern, sir? Because, you know, BJP keeps saying that...
It's a matter of their insecurity. It's a matter of BJP and Narendra Modi's insecurity that they want to give us tags like
okay.
that. We know how patriotic we are.
Yes.
We were a part of the freedom struggle.
Right.
When they were with the British.
You know, the fact that BJP keeps saying that Rahul is not respectful when he goes about India, when he goes abroad. Now, electorally, it's very confusing because 2024, you know, Congress had a good comeback. But after that, it has not been that great for the party. Do you think that something like this resonates with the voters today?
Well, Vasudha, there are a lot of things are there. First of all, you know, this is a looks like a leaf from Indira Gandhi's sort of toolkit or survival kit. Whenever Indira Gandhi during, you know, her 70s or 80s and earlier, whenever she was under some kind of, you know, political attack or criticism, she would raise the bogey of foreign hand. And I see it very, you know, ironical that the people who oppose Indira Gandhi tooth and nail are, you know, using the same tool to raise this bogey of, you know, foreign hand and malign own, you know, politicians. Having difference of opinion is perfectly fine in politics, but these are serious allegations. What is going on in the US is their, you know, internal politics. What we are told, then it tells we are also reflecting on our bureaucracy, our law enforcing agencies. And again, the US aid program has been going on for decades, and all the funds that come, they come through, you know, under a lot of, you know, governmental scrutiny and control. As you know, the foreign funds, no individual or institution can receive. So obviously, a lot of questions need to be answered. Some of the questions Mr. S.Y. Qureshi and Mr. O.P. Rawat has responded. Now, we know that these things happen in the sense that if they say, let's strengthen democracy, then there could be some kind of, you know, a slant and the kind of thing that was said about Facebook and many, you know, tech companies. But to say that this has been, you know, as a kind of, you know, conspiracy or a political party and individuals are involved, I would do that when I have some substance. So let there be a sort of, you know, commission of inquiry, investigation, and then come up with there and say that, you know, this is something that has happened wrong. And what about bureaucracy? What about, as I said, what about intelligence community? What about, you know, the foreign policy expert? What was their role when US aid program? If you look at Vasudha, even now, they were doing, you know, the family health, you know, welfare thing, gender parity, clean water. A lot of things were there. And this is all has a, you know, context
okay.
of, you know, 60s and 70s and 80s and all. You know, a television debate is not enough platform to explain all these things.
Okay.
But this was happening between two nations. And Biden government was doing it. So it was like, for instance, a lot of scholarships are given. Just for the benefit of your viewers, I want to say, a lot of scholarships are given. Now, if government of India stops some, you know, cultural exchange program or, you know, scholarship, that doesn't mean that what was happening in the past was all illegal or wrong.
Okay. Radhika Khera, you heard the panelists out and, you know, opposition saying that this is either a political tool that the BJP is using or a diversionary tactic. How confident are you that this is something that is critical to the country, and how confident are you of making the people of the country understand this?
You know, first of all, let me remind the Congress spokesperson here that the Bharatiya Janata Party does not need to be insecure from a party which even struggles to win 5 seats in a local body election in Chhattisgarh, let alone win a state or even come back to power in the center. We don't need to be insecure of Mr. Rahul Baba's Congress party. Having said that, see, the Congress has once again been caught red-handed. And with their anti-national activities, whether it is George Soros funding them, Rahul Gandhi going on stage and programs that are organized by George Soros, his team members going to programs and conferences organized by George Soros, giving lectures over there, as well as signing MOUs with China, they have always kept the national integrity and the security of our country at stake just to fulfill their single agenda of coming to power by hook or by crook. Their entire fight is with India. And Rahul Gandhi has declared that from their new office. He said, our fight is with the Bharatiya Janata Party. It is with the RSS. Our fight is with the Indian state. He has declared it openly. Their boss, their owner of the Congress party, has declared it that his fight is with the Indian state. And that's what we've been seeing. And now that they're caught red-handed again and again, and Rahul Gandhi just said, has What he said on the inauguration of his new office is now all proving true. The fight really is with the Indian state. Like I said, and this has now proven it. And of course, there will be an inquiry and everything will come out. We do not pick up Bhavya, issues
you wanted to respond
without
to
knowing two facts.
Okay, Bhavya, you wanted to respond to that?
Yeah, I just wonder with all these allegations she is laying on us, what are they doing for the past 11 years instead of investigating and doing something about these things? Why? What are you doing? Yes, you won across India. You have been winning elections. You have been forming governments.
Bhavya ji, I think
why
you should take care of your Karnataka government
why
and
you just
control your internal.
No, no, wait.
You
wait,
should concentrate.
Wait.
The Congress party needs to concentrate on solving
internal,
their own internal fights in Karnataka before
talk
thinking about the country.
Don't even
the
talk
country
about
is in safe hands and we are not going to
you
let you play with the security. You have destroyed the country in 54 years of your misuse.
Be more dignified and let me talk the way I let her talk.
How important is it for Indian investigating agencies to probe this matter, or do you think that this needs to be substantiated more? Has it been politicized? Do you think that Indian agencies could be getting into this investigation to at least clear the air about, you know, who did what in which year?
I don't think there is any need because this is all quite hypothetical, vague, and doesn't lead us anywhere because it is not known for which year this was allotted, how many years it was given, for what work, to which agency. Absolutely nothing. There is only one cancellation from Elon Musk that he has cancelled USAID's funding. That's all.
Okay.
So we are making mountain out of the molehill.
Okay. Closing remarks, 30 seconds to you, Bhavya, first before I go to Radhika.
I'm going to take more time because she spoke over
please
me.
Please speak, yeah.
And I did not get my time.
Please speak. Please go
first
on.
First thing. The main reason this has come out and they want to blow it out of proportion and blame Congress and call it anti-India instead of actually doing the thing that they should be doing by investigating whatever it is they're laying the allegation is because the utter flop that happened in front of Narendra Modi, the way Trump announced retaliatory tariffs, one, and the way Indians were deported like animals, handcuffing them and chaining them, and still Narendra Modi going there, not even speaking a word about it. Do you even know what a leader is? The same thing happened to a diplomat. She was strip searched in 2013 or 12 when Manmohan Singh was the prime minister. He gave a statement saying it's deplorable. How dare the America send Indians like animals and Narendra Modi acts like nothing happened? He goes to America shamelessly.
Okay, last 30 seconds, Radhika, please.
Even a Colombian president.
You know, unfortunately for the Congress.
You've had your chance, Radhika, please.
Yes, the Air Force.
Yeah, unfortunately for the Congress, the spokespersons of the party are as papu as the Congress leader. She's comparing what happened with an official. How do you compare it?
Okay, let's talk in person here, please.
People who are illegally outside the country. How do you compare apples and oranges? How do you compare apples and oranges?
Okay, Bhavya, let her finish her point. Let her finish her point. Let Radhika finish.
I will repeat it. If you compare apples to oranges, how can you compare what happened to a foreign diplomat?
Radhika, please go.
You cannot compare what happened with a foreign diplomat to those who have illegally gone to another country and they are being deported. How do you compare apples to oranges, or even apples to mutton, or apples to something else? You can't compare fruits and vegetables and chicken and mutton. That's nonsense how she's talking. The fact is they're trying to take the scene over because they are standing exposed, whether it is Gaurav Gogoi's wife's hand, whose involvement with Pakistan and Islamabad is coming in the forefront, or the George Soros connection, or this today. Congress is again and again at the forefront of national, anti-national activities and
no,
trying to derail
thank you,
the government
you.
In the country.
Yeah. Thank you so much, all of you, for
have
joining me. On this broadcast, the Dodge in a post on X on Saturday has announced cancelling many programs costing hundreds of millions of taxpayers' dollars. But it has also led to a political storm in India, with Congress and BJP trading barbs at each other. BJP accusing the Congress party of involving foreign interference and the Congress party rebutting the claims. With that, it's time for a short break. More news on the other side.